systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Basquel. Cavs forward Kevin Love out 6 weeks after undergoing knee surgery. He went through the arthroscopic procedure on his left knee today. Cleveland at Minnesota tonight. Channing Frye will start in his place. The New York Knicks have lifted the Madison Square Garden ban on Charles Oakley, who says he still wants a public apology. A source within Madison Square Garden telling Stephen A. Smith of the ban being lifted after Commissioner Adam Silver and Michael Jordan spoke with Oakley and Knicks owner James Dolan on Monday. Floyd Mayweather posting on Instagram that he is happily retired, and if he decides to fight again, he will be the first to let the world know. This comes on the heels of Mayweather telling Stephen A. Smith on Saturday he is getting very, very close to a super fight with Conor McGregor, to which Dana White told ESPN no deal is even close to being done. The Magic have traded forward Serge Ibaka to the Raptors for forward Terrence Ross and a 2017 first-round pick. Magic Johnson says he wants Kobe Bryant's help in fixing the Lakers. Johnson, who was hired earlier this month as an advisor to Laker president and co-owner Jeannie Buss, telling First Take he would try to get Bryant to join him in the front office if Johnson's role evolves further. The Montreal Canadiens have fired coach Michel Therrien and replaced him with Claude Julien, who was fired by Boston just last week. The Habs lead the Atlantic Division by 6 points. In college basketball tonight, top of the hour, 13th-ranked Kentucky is home to Tennessee.
Finally, there's a better way to buy travel. It's Upside.com. Now you can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars. Free! Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
Sports fans, it says the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Tuesday night report against the spread. 14-1 run, that's 93% winners tonight in the NBA. Confirmed information, St. Valentine's Massacre. It's Cleveland, Minnesota. It's a lock. And I guarantee you the winner free on the all-new free recorded message phone. Call 1-800-244-5506. No salesman, no hype. I'm guaranteeing you this winner absolutely free. Toll-free recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. You got Ohio State, Michigan State, Tennessee, Kentucky, part of a 7-0 Tuesday toll-free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want my inside information? I guarantee it. NBA lock. Cleveland, Minnesota. Toll-free recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. 7-0. 7-0 Tuesday toll-free message. 1-800-244-5506. JeffAllenSports.com.
Hemlin says nobody really knows what to expect before we get to Daytona this week. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The new NASCAR season and spring break are about to share one weekend at Phoenix Raceway. So what can you expect? Rowdy Bush, Kevin the Closer Harvick, Jimmy, I need a new nickname, Johnson, grills, games, body paint, trading paint, new foods, new friends, new stories you'll probably want to keep off Facebook, nail-biting, rule-breaking, trophy-winning, pins, needles, goosebumps, green flags, can't breathe, can't wait. Come on, race day! The Camping World 500, March 17th through the 19th. Visit PhoenixRaceway.com, get tickets from $25, win spring break.
This is what life sounds like in an SUV not named most dependable compact SUV by J.D. Power.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
I don't know if the SUV can handle that far of a drive.
This is what life sounds like in a Chevy Equinox, J.D. Power's most dependable compact SUV.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hear the difference in the Chevy Equinox. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Award based on 2016 study of 2013 models after 3 years of ownership. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Denny Hamlin is one of the drivers who helped NASCAR put together its new stage format that rewards drivers up front with points during races instead of just at the end. Throw in a new Toyota for 2017 and an even lower downforce package this year, and Hamlin says we'll all just have to wait and see how it turns out.
The rear end housing change, it will be the bigger change that we see this year. The cars will probably get really loose at the end of runs like they have been, so it's tough to say really until we get there. You know, I haven't done any testing or anything in the off season, so Daytona will be the first time I jump back in a car.
Hear more from Hamlin tonight at 7 Eastern time on NASCAR Live. Elsewhere, Aspen Dental is stepping in as lead sponsor for Danica Patrick in 2017. Read more about that at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
He doesn't look at the glass half full or half empty. He just sees that there's more room for whiskey.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYN.
5 minutes into the hour of the 6 o'clock. Well, I should say 5 minutes into the 6 o'clock hour, better said. If I wasn't multitasking behind the board from Studio A, we
you
call this the
and
Afternoon
the
Players
multitasking.
Club. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp. If somebody messages me and says, I can get you an autographed photo of Kathy Ireland, I'm going to get an autographed photo of Kathy Ireland. I apologize. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Alex Kuhn, fresh off his appearance in Studio A, leading us the rest of the way, the final hour of the program. I want to know how he's going to do this. That being
Kuhn is going to get an autographed photo of Kathy Ireland.
I have asked a friend who is going to be meeting Kathy Ireland if she can sign a photo to you and I, inscribe a photo to Tyler, to Todd. Do you care if my name comes first?
Oh, your name comes first everywhere else. Why wouldn't it come first? I'm just the sidekick.
Okay.
I used to have a poster of Kathy Ireland on my wall, my bedroom wall, when I was in high school. Middle school, high school. I was a huge Kathy Ireland fan. I have not seen her recently. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that she has aged well. I'm guessing Kathy Ireland's still a very attractive woman. And I'm sure she's extremely intelligent. I'm sure she has a lot of other things going for her as well. But she was also extremely attractive. I can still, sometimes when I close my eyes and I can still see that poster. Like a floral print bikini.
Did you get it from the Sports Illustrated or something?
No, I can't remember. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Spencer's or something at the mall. God knows where. You know, because malls were still relevant when I was a kid. People still went there to shop. They went there to buy things like compact discs.
You had to be careful if you put it in your CD player, it would skip.
Not just any CD player, the Discman, which is the portable CD player with the anti-skip technology.
Coming up before 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to revisit Todd's Dating Corner. Man, I am pumped about this, and
not
I can tell that my co-host
excited as I am.
Is going to be loving every second of it, that at the bottom of the hour.
More like leaving. If this were love it or leave it, I think I know which direction I would go in.
Todd, NFL free agency is set to open up in the next couple of weeks, and there are people out there who are starting to throw darts at the wall of the United States map on where some of these players could be ending up, whether it's staying with their respective franchises or perhaps maybe jumping around a little bit, changing teams for the first, second, third, some, even a fourth time. And one of those names that are high atop the list on potential free agency grabs, big grabs during the offseason, is one, Valshawn Jeffrey. Jeffrey, as we touched on earlier this program with Chris Sima, hour number one available at KGYMradio.com, he believes that Valshawn Jeffrey is set to head elsewhere, taking his services at the wide receiver position. Emma, a big fan of the Bears, spending some of that money to keep Jeffrey in place. But if he is to leave, it's going to be another offensive weapon that the Bears are going to cut ties with in this overhaul since Ryan Pace took over the front office in Chicago. They're trying to find a taker for what is left on Jay Cutler's contract. They're trying to find a way to get the defense back in order for an NFC North run. But here sits Alshon Jeffrey, who was supposed to be part of the plans now. Payday was supposed to come now. Last year, he took his $17 million franchise tag. Didn't turn it into a lot of production. Very rarely visited the end zone. He was still seeing a few spikes in his average on yards per reception. But Todd, it was all derailed when he had that four-game PED suspension. Taken in the second round 5 years ago, named talents that have already fallen by the wayside who were taken before Alshon Jeffrey. And here he sits, still talked about as potentially a top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League. I'm going to start by asking you, do you agree with Chris Emma from hour number one and making Alshon Jeffrey a top priority? Should you re-sign Alshon Jeffrey if you're the Chicago Bears?
No, because I think until you have a quarterback, it doesn't matter what you have at receiver. And I know Alshon Jeffrey said that he felt like they were going to win the Super Bowl next year, but I think that's the comment of a guy who knew that he was going to be playing somewhere else. I think he chucked that little bit of red meat out there just to let the hyenas have some fun, and he's going to be playing his football somewhere else. And good for him. Because Chicago, while he has been there, has been by and large a mess. But until you have a quarterback, what good is having a receiver like Alshon Jeffrey? If you're gonna put your money, a significant investment, into a skill player, I don't think it necessarily makes a ton of sense for the Bears to do that with a wide receiver while they're still trying to solve the quarterback situation, whether or not they're going to move forward with an option such as a Matt Barkley, whether they're going to try to work out a trade for a Jimmy Garoppolo, or whether they're going to try, I think miserably so, to lure a guy like Tony Romo to come. Romo wants to go someplace where he's got a chance to win a ring, and right now the Bears are not that place. So until you've got a quarterback in place, what good does Alshon Jeffrey do you?
The whispers now are the reason why Jeffrey elected to take the franchise tag last year was the Bears were only comfortable with the long-term commitment that saw Jeffrey making $12 million a year. Jeffrey wanting to make some of the big money that's out there right now with the extensions being handed out to some of the stud wide receivers in the National Football League. Early indications are that the Philadelphia Eagles are shedding payroll, shifting players around to be able to offer Alshon Jeffrey arguably the best offer on the table when free agency opens in the National Football League. Even some close to the situation in both Philadelphia and Chicago are believing that in Philadelphia, they're ready to offer Jeffrey in the north area of $70 million. It's going to be about the guaranteed money, though, that's going to lure a lot of these people away. As you know, in the National Football League, guaranteed contracts, the rarest of the rares. 35, maybe even upwards of $40 million guaranteed for Alshon Jeffrey to leave Chicago for a team like Philadelphia, who had a lot of options at wide receiver when they drafted Carson Wentz, but then started shuffling the deck a little bit, trying to find out if they could go and find players like Nelson Aguilar and others like Jordan Matthews, those possession wide receivers, to be able to give targets to Wentz. They already have tight ends there that we know about who are trying to make life easier. Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, you had a deep threat that Philadelphia hasn't had since DeSean Jackson left the Eagles. There's an opportunity that Alshon Jeffrey immediately could make things interesting in the NFC East if he does sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the question is, though, Eagles fans, a lot of that money was supposed to go towards the offensive line, and we've seen what's happened in the National Football League for quarterbacks. If you're not protected and you don't have time to throw the football, look at Dak Prescott in his first year with one of the youngest and brightest offensive lines locked up for some time in Dallas. What can you do with the football? 366-1600 Bears fans, I want to ask you today, is Alshon Jeffrey the top priority for the Bears this offseason? Do you want Alshon Jeffrey back in Chicago? 366-1600 I just don't like the idea that the Bears all of a sudden are going to get off the interstate on what their plans were from the beginning. It seems that Chicago's going to go to the draft this year and they're going to look in the secondary, which they should. There are a lot of people out there that believe that they are linebacker ready. that all you have to do is slow down some of the big passing games that are happening in Minneapolis, that are happening in Detroit and in Green Bay, and that the Bears can immediately start playing spoiler or at least playing competitive football next year in the NFC North. First things first, trying to slow down the heavy passing. Then after that, can you get weapons that can move the football with fill-in-the-blank quarterback? If it's not Jay Cutler, then who is it going to be? Do you give Brian Hoyer another opportunity? Where do the Bears spend that third overall pick coming up in April in Philadelphia? Right now, it looks like secondary. There are a lot of names being thrown out there. It's going to be a trickle-down effect. Wherever the Bears go first, that's where the Titans go at five. That's where some of these other teams like Los Angeles are going to go at seven or eight, potentially. If you're a Bears fan, though, do you agree with Todd? Kind of like in baseball, if you're not going to have the lead in the ninth, why do you need a closer? The National Football League, if you're not going to have a quarterback, why do you need a deep threat? Bears fans, Alshon Jeffrey, thumbs up or thumbs down, 2017 season, 366-1600.
I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong here, you usually do, tomorrow is the day that teams can start franchise tagging players, right?
That is the first day, yes.
And I haven't read too much about this.
The lead candidate right now for franchise tagging, obviously, is Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins expects to get one of those large contracts. Chandler Jones is already rumored to be getting the franchise tag in Arizona. There are players out there that know, right? And I'm not trying to shift gears from Chicago. Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers' number one priority. That's getting Antonio Brown happy with wide receiver money that he wants. Give Le'Veon Bell the numbers he needs money-wise so he can improve on the numbers he had in the regular season. He had 9 touchdowns, over 1,200 yards rushing. Give Le'Veon Bell another year to sit on it. If he's healthy, that's the risk you run, because if Bell comes out and has a blow-up year and he actually tears things apart for the Steelers on a run, which I believe will lead them to a Super Bowl, then Pittsburgh's going to really have to back up the Brinks truck for the Michigan State product. But those are risks that you take. Bears, you have to think last year by signing Jeffrey to the franchise tag, it's paid off for him. Obviously, you don't want to see one of your best pieces get hit with a PED suspension. You don't want to see him avoid the end zone because that means points aren't going on the board. But financially, and at least in the pocketbook for right now, it's not going to hit the Bears like the price tag they thought it could at one point in time. 366-1600, Bears fans, the Eagles, they are starting to get closer and closer with free agency set to open in the National Football League. If you're a Bears fan, do you even want Alshon Jeffrey back? 366-1600. Let's keep it in Cedar Rapids. Matt's been waiting patiently. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, brother.
So what the Bears need to do, if they're going to keep Cutler as a quarterback, their best bet is just going to be to ramp up their defense, see if they can shut everybody down, because obviously, you know, Cutler's good for a couple of picks a game. And if we're not going to be looking for a new quarterback, or at least maybe drafting one mid to late rounds, if you can get some good value there, I'd like to see them ramp up their defense and see if they can go Baltimore Ravens and shut some teams down. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. Thanks.
Alshon Jeffrey, at 27 years of age, Todd, already has 4,500 receiving yards. You'd like to see the touchdowns a little north of where he's at right now at 26, but he's a two-time 1,000-yard receiver. I feel like letting that kind of talent go at the second-round value that they got it at, and I understand values mean absolutely squat when you start talking about money in some of these players, but he's coming down a down year. As long as you can meet him in the middle somewhere, he's a piece that helps you win Super Bowls in today's day. I mean, and immediately people are going to start thinking that I'm comparing the two, and I'm not. But you need the Julio Joneses for those big play capabilities. You need those Odell Beckhams for those big play capabilities. Dez Bryant, Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson. Yeah, putting Alshon Jeffrey in the tier one category of those names I brought up, probably not fair. Tier two, though, Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Hopkins, T.Y. Hilton, those guys still get theirs, and they help teams get to the finish line. T.Y. Hilton, who finished with the league in receiving yards this year. Odell Beckham's not part of the conversation. Julio Jones was nursing a toe injury majority of the year. to me, I get it. He might not be the solution now, but he'll be the solution later, and it'll be nice to have him at the price tag coming off a down year that you have him at when you need to start adding some of those pieces for a Super Bowl run. Bears fans, you're continuing as well on the Jerry Ass text line as well, 366-1600.
Actually, the text line just wants to talk about Kathy Ireland right now.
I saw it flashing, but I don't have it pulled up, so I assume. What are they saying about Kathy Ireland?
I don't know. Just
are they adding YouTube clips from 89, Necessary Roughness?
8923 says they had the same poster, saw the same poster that I had. And then 8266 is questioning where I had the poster placed in my bedroom, whether it was on the wall or on the ceiling, like Rusty in Christmas Vacation. The poster was on the wall.
620.
In a prominent place on the wall. It was the last thing I would look at every night as I went to bed. Sweet dreams, Kathy. She had a line, I think she had a line of towels at Kmart. The last time that I heard or thought about Kathy Ireland, I was picking some stuff up, shopping for college, and needed some towels or something. And Kathy Ireland was in the drapery and towel business at Kmart, of all places.
Kathy Ireland.
She deserves so much better. Kathy Ireland, she's a Costco talent. I don't know why she was slumming.
Let's come back. Let's big board. We still got 30 minutes to go on a Tuesday afternoon Players Club. Happy Valentine's Day, Ryder and Brommel Camp. There's more on the way next, KGYM.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size, emphasize full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Pet Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Always introduce yourself to new roads with a firm grip. Take on any season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid February 1st through the 28th. Sale price reflected at point of sale. Select sizes and tire lines. In-store installation required. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value. Offer void or prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck. Bring it to me. Then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
He's the nothing good that happens after 2 a.m.
Just
go to sleep already.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
At 624-366-1600, what are you clicking on your laptop?
Well, I found the Kathy Ireland poster.
Did you?
There's one for sale on eBay right now, but some schmuck thinks he's going to get $55 for it. Not going to get it. The original 1995 Kathy Ireland poster, which the description says is quote-unquote used. And that would turn me off from spending any amount of money on a poster, but I think just means it was hung on the walls. Although Nick on the text line has sent a photo. I said I didn't know what she looked like. Now, she's 53 years old, Kathy Ireland is. She looks very good for 53. I always feel extremely uncomfortable discussing women's looks. I don't necessarily think it's a becoming topic, but this is sports talk radio, and some people have the bar set extremely low for sports talk radio hosts. I will say this, 16-year-old me, if I found out I had a connection that was meeting Kathy Ireland, 16-year-old me would be doing anything and everything I could to get that autographed picture. 36-year-old me, it's nice. We could put it here in the pub. I mean, what do we have here in the studio other than a bunch of just random? If somebody, if a Martian walked in here tomorrow, would they know what the hell this place was? I mean, we have just, there is so much random stuff in here. I know part of me wants to just come in some weekend with a gallon of paint and go all Huck Finn and just give this place a nice whitewash. How would you describe the walls in here? What color of...
That's eggshell.
Salmonella eggshell is how I would describe the walls in the studio here. Lifetime smoker white. It looks like someone's in here burning heaters 24/7. And I don't even want to...
I've worked here, the paint ends where the poop emoji pillow is right now.
I've worked here 5.5 years, and I've never asked about the splatter on the wall. I don't want to know.
That looks like a scene out of Saw.
I don't want to know.
What
jigsaws. The more I look around this place, the fewer and fewer answers I actually want to come across. I want to be a man left with questions for the rest of my life about the place that I work. I don't want answers. I no longer want answers here. There used to be a time and place where I wanted answers to why we didn't do things a certain way or why we did do things a certain way. And now I just, nope. I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to sit at my desk. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to leave at the end, and I'm not going to think about what that is on the wall, literally 2 feet away from me. Don't even want to. Little Windex. What are those magic erasers? Mr. Clean erasers? I need to get some of those. I'll pick some up at Costco this Friday. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa is adding two coaches to Kirk Ferentz's staff, North Dakota State offensive coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois assistant Kelton Copeland will be joining the Hawkeyes. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as the team's new offensive line coach. He fills the vacancy made by Brian Ferentz's move to offensive coordinator. Copeland will coach wide receivers and serve as special teams coach as well. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak in North Dakota was the first to report the Polasek news. The Bison defeated Iowa 23-21 in week three of this most recent football season. Bobby Kennedy and Chris White not retained for 2017. Those were the two openings that were filled today. As for North Dakota State, well, they need a new offensive coordinator. They turned to former Iowa State offensive coordinator and Waterloo native Courtney Messingham. He spent the last two seasons at Montana State. A couple Big Ten games on tap tonight at 8 o'clock. Ohio State at Michigan State. Nebraska hosts Penn State. Right now, number 16, Purdue, having no issues with Rutgers at home. High school basketball on the way for you. Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It's on all three frequencies tonight. Scott Unash will be along with the call shortly before 7:30.
Things now getting a little clearer when it comes to the Alex Reyes Tommy John surgery saga that is taking place today. Better said, MRI taking place. Ken Rosenthal, in the last minute or two, is starting to report on Twitter that a source close to the situation is stating that the MRI is clear and that the St. Louis Cardinals' number one pitching prospect will likely need Tommy John surgery. He will seek the second opinion.
So the MRI isn't clear.
Well, it said the MRI showed that he will likely need Tommy John, but he's going to at least go cover all of his options and get a second opinion.
Okay, so the MRI showed something clearly.
Yeah.
And now they're going to take him and get a second opinion. He's not throwing a pitch this year for the Cardinals, and that becomes problematic for a team that already goes into spring training a step behind the Cubs. Now, I don't think it's as huge of a step as some people think, because I don't think the Cubs got better this offseason. I don't think they stayed the same. I think they may have gotten slightly worse, although they did address the bullpen. I'm not a huge fan of the center field situation and losing Dexter Fowler at the top of the lineup and the back end of the Cubs' pitching rotation. Depth-wise, still wonder what's going on there, but the Cardinals, that is a huge blow.
So St. Louis fans upset that they didn't do more than what they did this year besides reeling in Dexter Fowler and trying to improve the bullpen. You lose Alex Reyes now, Todd, for what some people are going to assume at minimum is 12 months, could be closer to 18 if not more. Does that now make the front office in St. Louis go out there and try to get interesting? Try to move some things around?
Well, who's out there right now? If you needed to go sign a guy off the street. Now, we saw this several years ago with Kyle Loesch. He went into spring training. He didn't have a job. And I think Milwaukee ultimately signed him, right?
Yeah.
Who's a free agent? Nova's gone. He's off the market.
I'm going to give you the best free agent pitcher still remaining.
And I know, look, there's Cardinal fans out there saying Luke Weaver, Marco Gonzalez, all these guys they've got in the minor leagues. Those are not long-term solutions.
So if I give you these names, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say no, no, no to all these. I'm going to give you eight names.
Davis Love III.
Do any of these even get a sniff from the Cardinals organization? Jorge De La Rosa.
Nah, I didn't even know he was still pitching.
Doug Fister.
He'd be an innings eater, man. I mean, desperation.
Matt Latos.
Didn't the White Sox try to scratch off that lottery ticket last year? Eh.
Colby Lewis.
Talk about a guy who's got arm issues. I mean, he would be a back end, absolutely. I mean, if this beggars can't be choosers right now, if you're the Cardinals.
Tim Lincecum.
I tried to come back last year with the Angels. That didn't necessarily go all that well. And I think the last time I saw Tim Lincecum, no joke, he was in a crowd of protesters somewhere on the West Coast around the inauguration. I don't think Tim Lincecum has his mind on baseball right now.
Jonathan Neese.
No.
Jake Peavy.
Yeah, you know, if you could do worse than a number five guy. I mean, none of these guys are...
Jared Weaver.
None of these guys are...
I had to bring him up.
Yeah, no, if the Cardinals are looking at Jared, they should bring Jeff Weaver back before they bring Jared Weaver back. What was his fastball last year?
85
fastball in the low 80s.
Out of those eight names, the only one that actually gave you, at least piqued your ears a little bit, was Doug Fister.
Doug Fister.
164 innings last year, Todd. 2.41 ERA.
Now, here's what you could do if you were the Cardinals, because you do have you've got a glut of middle infielders, and maybe you revisit the whole, do you want to go forward with Colton Wong? You've got Aledimus Diaz, you've got Jed Jerko, you've got Johnny Peralta. Hell, I'll throw Matt Adams in there, even though he's not a middle infielder. You've got some people that you could maybe put together to try to work a deal out. And John Mozeliak, very talented general manager, very good front office. They're going to have to do something, because no offense to guys like Luke Weaver and Marco Gonzalez, the pitchers that they have in the minor leagues that are that next tier on their prospect depth chart. And they drafted Dakota Hudson last year out of Mississippi State. He got to Double A at the end of last year, but he's not ready to make the jump to the majors at all. They don't really have a guy in the bullpen that they could stretch out and turn into a starter. Remember, they broke Carlos Martinez in several years ago in the bullpen and then moved him back to the starting rotation. They're in a little bit of trouble right now. That is bad news. That's unfortunate because Alex Reyes, I think that little cup of coffee that he got last year proved to everybody that he was going to be, if not this year, within the next 2 years, pitching at the front of that Cardinals rotation. This guy is an ace in the making, and now it's looking like he's going to be out for the entire year.
6:35. We're going to come back.
And no, I'm text line thinks I'm not trolling the Cardinals fans. I like this guy. I'm a big believer in Alex Reyes. I'm heartbroken today. I literally am.
Flip some stones, and we got to get to a Todd's Dating Corner.
Diamond stones.
Before 7 o'clock. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM, the North, South, and Main Gym, KGYM.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We learn with our hands. Ask anyone who's done something for long enough, and they'll tell you the best way to learn is to do, to move. To change. That's why we created Night School at TeamValvoline.com. It's a hands-on approach to DIY where experts demonstrate a variety of services and repairs that both a seasoned pro and a brand new DIYer can appreciate. Visit TeamValvoline.com today. Plus, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil, get a pair of Mechanics Wear gloves free.
When the going gets tough, he gets going to happy hour.
You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYM.
6:36 in the afternoon, Players Club, as we welcome you back. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, 106.3, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Todd, tomorrow, more Rough Riders tickets are going to be on the line. We'll get past Valentine's Day 2017, and we'll start getting a little closer to the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire, where we're going to be in-house, Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, and spring training right around the corner, man. A lot of baseball fans, I'm sure, anxious to know that Sean's going to have the extra innings package back down to Coach's Corner again this year. So not just the home of the Cardinals, but baseball fans all. So the other 29 franchises as well. Stop on by Coach's Corner. Coming up Friday, brand new Coach's Corner wine. They've got an extended wine list. A lot of things to try down their best happy hour specials in Eastern Iowa.
I'm sure Coach's Corner is buzzing today with the coaching news. Iowa rounding out Kirk Ferentz's staff just in time to get everybody on the Hawkeye cruise. Tim Polasek coming to Iowa from North Dakota State, where he was the offensive coordinator, former quarterback at Concordia in Wisconsin, has basically worked his way up the coaching ranks. He's only 37 years old. That gives Iowa, I believe, 3 coaches under the age of 40 on the staff right now. Actually, 4 if you count Kelton Copeland. I don't think he's over 40. He looks pretty young. But Tim Polasek has coached pretty much every position, served as the offensive coordinator at North Dakota State when Carson Wentz was there. Largely, now he's not going to be coaching quarterbacks because that's Ken O'Keefe's role on the coaching staff. But you look at a guy who worked with Carson Wentz, and we saw Easton Stick last year in that 23-21 win over the Hawkeyes. We saw what that North Dakota State offense could do. I think this is a talented guy. And then Kelton Copeland from Northern Illinois on Rod Carey's staff comes to town, and he happens to be from Miami, Florida. Another young, energetic, and from what I've talked to a couple people today, trading text messages, trying to find out more about these guys, it certainly sounds as if both of them are very good on the recruiting trail, which is something that the Hawkeyes, I wouldn't say desperately needed, but they needed with this overhaul, they needed guys who are going to be out there looking under every stone, not diamond stone,
yeah,
under every stone for recruits, and it certainly sounds like that fits the bill there. So the coaching staff is in place moving forward, and I think if you're a Hawkeye fan, it's really hard not to look at Ken O'Keefe, Tim Polasek, and Kelton Copeland and not say that these are all great additions to the program.
Are you just trying to remind everybody of what took place back in hour number two and you defeating me in the special Valentine's Day edition of Who Am I?
No, not necessarily, but you're the one who just did it, so you sort of shot yourself in the foot there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
See, boy, has it been a minute.
I'm trying to talk about Iowa hiring assistant football coaches today, and here we go with Kenny G and whatever, Careless Whisper.
I'll have you know that this is the recently deceased George Michael.
Yeah. It's all the same to me. I really thought this thing was dead. Coon, you're the producer.
George Michael. Coon, wow.
Coon, you are the producer. I blame you for this, and I want you to know that. What do you got?
For those of you who are new to the program, what you are hearing is the official theme to Todd's Dating Corner.
Unofficial. If we called it official theme, I think we would owe the estate royalties.
Unofficial theme of Todd's Dating Corner. We received this email. What is today? The fourth. I think we got this roughly right as soon as the month flipped from January to February. And let's see if we can help him out. It's Todd's Dating Corner, but usually a lot of the advice, plural, like how this gentleman opens things up today by saying, guys.
I hope he didn't have tickets to a show in late January if you were sitting on it for that long.
He writes in college, I dated a woman who I thought could end up being the one.
Is this you and the girl from sixth grade the other day? And this
not
is
Megan.
Just you describing...
Well, okay. I'm not originally from Omaha as the person who writes in.
Well, if you were going to disguise the story, you wouldn't say from Lenoir City, Tennessee. Home of the cross-eyed cricket. Catch your own catfish.
Can I do this?
You catch it, they'll fry it.
Can I do
this? Bring it right out to the table for you. Valentine's special, $6.99. Includes a bottle of house wine.
Cooney's trying to get out from doing this, so just hit reset on it. Pop another quarter in. Thank you.
No, that's the phone lines.
Originally from Omaha.
Don't use all the quarters, Coon. We're going to need them for the phone line tomorrow.
I met her during freshman orientation, and she insisted that she show me around campus. I'm not going to get into the details of how we both fell for each other and how much I enjoyed my 4 years with her in Ames. I'll just get to the point of why I'm writing you two today. I now work in Cedar Rapids. And through a company-wide email, I learned that she, my college girlfriend, is now working for the same company as I am. After several awkward conversations in the hallways, we decided to leave the past behind us and start being cordial with each other. And now we're actually hanging out again outside of work as friends. And believe it or not, it's actually working. Just like college, we're quoting movie lines, buying each other lunch, really just enjoying each other's company.
Friend zone.
2 weeks ago, after my girlfriend met me in the lobby to take me to lunch for my birthday, the coworker slash ex-girlfriend encouraged my current girlfriend when she met her in the lobby to start coming out and partaking in her after-work shenanigans like beers and appetizers. During my birthday lunch, I told my current girlfriend that going out with my ex would not be best, and now she's starting to get suspicious. I hope this isn't too vague. Any help would do. Thanks, gentlemen.
I'm going to be like I'm going to be like Kelvin Bell on the recruiting program a couple weeks ago. Is there a question?
It sounds like that he doesn't want his current girlfriend to start hanging out with him and his ex-girlfriend, even though him and his ex-girlfriend, who apparently were madly in love with each other in college, now they're working together. I kind of get where this guy's coming from. He doesn't want his current girlfriend around his ex-girlfriend. I don't know how you solve that, though.
And you thought it was best to sit on this for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
During which time there could have been some sort of fatal attraction incident or something.
Are you going to help this guy out or what?
What am I supposed to say? He's not going to quit his job. He's going to be around the ex-girlfriend, right? Who now works for the company.
Yeah, and apparently they're getting along again, so that's always good, dude. Look, try to be as friends with all of them as you can, your exes.
If you try to steer the current, was it girlfriend or wife? Is he married?
I was going to encourage my girlfriend who's picking me up in the lobby for lunch.
Girlfriend. So if you're trying to steer the current girlfriend away from the former girlfriend, it's just going to set off a bunch of alarm bells.
Which clearly it already has.
So, it's a family program, right? I can't use the word that I want. You're screwed. There's nothing you can do. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You either try to drive a wedge between these two and then current girlfriend is going to get really suspicious, or you let them become besties.
Oh, no. Yep.
And
you're on to something here. Don't let that happen, brother.
Yeah. So my advice to you is start drinking heavily. Of course, if this email came in 3 weeks ago, maybe the problem has solved itself. You know what? You have our email address, clearly, apc@kgymradio.com, or you can use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line 366-1600. You can apprise us of the situation, let us know if there are any changes here. But I've got nothing for you. You're screwed.
Brother, if you think that you are starting to get pushed to the edge of the mountainside, you've got to ask yourself what's more important.
Well, it's Todd's dating corner. I don't really think he wants your advice.
You have to decide whether or not you're going to keep up this. As cool as it is that you and your ex have Hakuna Matata, if you will, and you guys are back to the whole laughing, funny, quoting movie line. All right, so she seems like she's cool, and you guys are both being mature adults about it. But your girlfriend currently is going to start getting, she's going to start asking questions. And then every time you're on your phone texting your buddy about a fantasy trade, who you texting, and then your girlfriend turns into that girl.
Now it sounds like you're speaking from personal experience.
I like Todd's advice. Except don't drink. Do not do heavy drinking. Just what's more important? If you and your ex-girlfriend are already repairing that relationship from college, whatever happened between you two, then I think she'll respect the fact that you and your girlfriend are doing well. I hope we helped out, brother. 647. Todd's dating corner, man. We haven't done Todd's dating corner in forever.
I think there's probably a good reason why we haven't done it forever.
Because people don't usually remember the email.
That's apc@kgymradio.com.
Individually, Tyler at kgymradio, Todd at kgymradio.com.
Kuhn does not look happy that I blamed him for that segment. You're the producer. You can put your foot down and say it ain't happening. You open the gate.
Jeez, look at the text line.
You let the bull out of the chute today.
2447, John says, you guys, you're still madly in love with his ex. That's what he wants you to tell him.
What he wants us to tell him.
Nice work, Todd, says 0133.
They're usually exes for a reason. I don't pretend to know this guy's situation. There's probably 1,000 details that Tyler left out of the letter about him.
I read that letter verbatim.
What was her name, the sixth grade girl?
Megan. Yeah.
Weren't you going to reach out to her today? Wasn't that going to be Wacky Radio 101?
No, but I did come across something else. I'm going to play
Tyler called his ex-girlfriend.
I actually came across something else that you're gonna want to hear, and it's a mistake that a lot of guys make.
Does it involve Davis Love the Third?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It actually involves not placing a phone call to my mother.
We have people on the text line whose minds are very, very dirty.
They're going someplace
that they just shouldn't with this gentleman and his current NX girlfriend. Please Don't even suggest that stuff. No.
We're still getting Valentine's Day internet memes as well. Todd, yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down. Roses are red, my heart is fat. Be my Valentine or cash me outside. How about that?
I don't know what to make of this whole situation with the Dr. Phil show. I got Coons clapping like an orangutan on the other side of the glass, and I just
49-67. Thank you, sir. Coon approves, and if Coon approves, 6:49. What happens when you forget to call your mother on Valentine's Day? Allow me to take you back to 2011 when we come back. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. Your North, South, and Main gym, KGYM.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops and leave.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
More fries with that.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Napa Know How.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me. Then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain for love.
Collide in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
The only reason why he enjoys the winter is because it's hot tub season.
And can I get a hot tub?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Coming up on your Wednesday afternoon Players Club tomorrow, Gary Rima, you and I, Panther play-by-play voice at 4:35. Panthers continuing to roll along at MVC play. They've won 7 of 8. How can they continue to throw punches and keep up with some of the big guys like Wichita State, Illinois State, and others? Gare joins us at 4:35 again, and then Alex Halstead 24/7 at 5:05. Todd, Iowa State trying to avoid what teams like Baylor and teams like West Virginia have not been able to avoid, and that's a loss in Manhattan. Todd, tomorrow night they have got the early contest. There in Manhattan, K-State and Iowa State will have it for him on 1600 AM Cyclone Radio Network.
Also coming up tomorrow, I try to regain my dignity after yet another edition of Todd's Dating Corner. Time do we want to squeeze my dignity into the program, Alex? You're the person responsible for this, so you figure it out.
When we were going to break... I was talking to you about an incident I ran into.
Now, is Coon's name going on the Kathy Ireland picture also, or is it just for you and me?
Do you want me to text Juicebox back and ask him to include Alex's name? I don't know how big this photo is she signed.
Yeah, you better just make it out to Todd. There may not be enough room.
Okay.
There may not be enough room for you and me both.
Okay.
So... Okay, you didn't call your mom on Valentine's Day.
I did, and I learned a valuable lesson back in 2011, and now...
This is your first year in Iowa.
Yeah. She was not too happy with me. Can I play back the voicemail that I received in
2011? You must have really hated the weather in 2011. You got the voicemail from 5 years ago.
I do. This is what it sounded like.
It's the memory of an elephant over here, okay?
Here it is. This is what it sounds like when Mama Ryder leaves a voicemail. Man, you want to talk about something that sticks with me every February 14th? Coon, go ahead. You can play that back.
Okay, it's your mom. I'm not going to complain that I didn't get a call from you on Valentine's Day. Not even a thank you for the card that I sent you, because I'm wondering if you even checked your mailbox. So, well, I'm going to call you and tell you I love you, and you were my first Valentine, or I was your first Valentine. So, just remember there's other women in your life that love you, too. Bye.
End of message.
What did you have more important on Valentine's Day 5 years ago than to call your mom?
I had to cut up spring imaging that had to be done that day. I was stuck in the production studio for damn near 7 hours.
And you couldn't come up with 5 minutes to call your mom?
I left my phone on my desk so I wouldn't be bothered with text messages from the guys, and it was only until I got that message that night.
Well, I'm glad I don't have that on my conscience. So now, for the last 5 years, have you called her yet today?
Every morning. First thing I do on the 14th of February.
Every morning? Okay, just on February 14th. You don't call your mom every day.
Well, not every day. No, we
exchange text
messages.
That'd be really sad.
No, we exchange text messages.
Kind of creepy.
No.
Okay.
I'm more of a once every 10 days. Hey, what's up? How are you?
Except you can't say, how's your mother? Because you're calling your mother. The things that we get into here on the third and final hour of the program as we make our way towards 7 o'clock. Your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Iowa Hawkeyes have two new members of Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff. North Dakota State Offensive Coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois Assistant Kelton Copeland will be joining the Hawkeyes. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as the team's new offensive line coach. Copeland will serve as wide receivers coach. He'll also work with special teams. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak in Fargo was the first to report that Polasek would be heading to Iowa City. His Bison offense helped defeat the Hawkeyes 23-21 last September in Iowa City. The moves were both confirmed by Iowa Today around 4 o'clock. Former Iowa State offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham will replace Polasek in Fargo as the offensive coordinator at North Dakota State. The Waterloo native has spent the past two seasons as the offensive coordinator at Montana State. Number 16, Purdue is handling Rutgers in West Lafayette right now. That's the early game on the Big Ten Network. Two 8 p.m. tip-offs this evening feature Michigan State hosting Ohio State and Penn State traveling to Nebraska. As for our broadcast schedule this evening, all three frequencies short of 7:30 tonight. Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. A little boys high school basketball action with Scott Unash on the call.
Did you get anything for your kid for Valentine's Day? I don't know if that's something you do.
You know what? I did not, and now I feel really guilty. I feel like the world's worst father.
No,
but
some people don't. I mean, it's
he's 7 months old.
Exactly.
I don't think he knows. But now I know, and that's almost worse.
So it's on your conscience now is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Alex Kuhn, thank you so much today for the Who Am I? Valentine's Day edition. That was an hour number two podcast at KGYMradio.com. But hey, you want all 3 hours, don't you? They're waiting for you now. We leave you 7:30, Iowa City West, the number one team in the land. They are making the trip up 380 North. You're going to be able to hear all the high school basketball action tonight. For Bromwell Camp, I'm Ryder. Goodbye.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.